Right now on VFN TV, we have some prophetic words for 2020, speaking specifically Jeremiah Johnson, talking about President Donald Trump, how three principalities are going to be dealt with: racism, radical feminism, not feminism, but radical feminism, and abortion, the sacrificing children to Moloch. Also, we're going to be hearing specifically also about a word about how baby boomers are going to be the key to the 2020 election, but also how baby boomers and of all ages, God is calling pastors. Do you have pastor on your heart? Do you have shepherd on your heart? Well, this program is for you right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
Tonight, we have so many prophetic words speaking specifically about America, about President Trump, and things that God's going to do. As a matter of fact, let's just start off with a prophetic word from Jeremiah Johnson, as God is going to be dealing with three principalities: Moloch, radical feminism, not feminism, but radical feminism, and abortion. Let's go there now.
You know, Sid, I had a dream at the beginning of 2019 where I was escorted into the White House. And as I walked into the White House, I realized that I had had an appointment with Donald Trump. I walked into his office, and when I walked into his office, he was staring in the mirror. And it really shook me, because who looked back at him was Abraham Lincoln. And as I recognized this, Donald Trump went and sat back behind his desk, and I said, "Donald, I'm here to reveal to you the principalities that you're facing in America that must be torn down." And there was a large window behind him, and I ripped back the curtain, and there were three large principalities on the White House lawn, standing about 40 feet tall. The first principality was the principality of racism. God said, "It is an ancient evil in America that must be torn down." The next principality was called radical feminism. It was a woman with horns coming out of her head. The third principality was the god of Molech. It is the shedding of innocent blood, the feeding of the... And the Lord said to me, all three of these principalities are interconnected. There's a connection between abortion, how we are placing Planned Parenthoods strategically in African American demographics and neighborhoods. I believe to support Planned Parenthood is to support racism. Then we have this whole...
By the way, I don't know if you've studied the history of Planned Parenthood, but it was developed by a woman by the name of Sanger because she didn't want the African American community to be large.
That's right. She founded,
most people don't know this.
She founded what was called the Negro Project, which God has called me to expose. So I came out of this dream with these three principalities.
Dinesh D'Souza had a movie, His Death of a Nation. He talked specifically about the root of racism, that it comes from the Democratic Party. He shows it all the way, you know, through its history and that the narrative. And it's like, if you really study it, you find, I was like, my goodness, these people who are claiming not to be racist, they're actually the party of racism. They're the ones that have the historical, all the evil aspects is going on. Some of the things I think that Dinesh D'Souza proclaims, that not even one Republican ever in the history of the Republican Party ever had one slave. Think about it. The Republican Party is the party of Abraham Lincoln. Think about that. I saw the Oval Office where President Trump has, you know, Abraham Lincoln up on the wall, the picture of him, so you can see him all the time. Dinesh D'Souza's movie has cover had literally half Lincoln and half Trump on the face. I mean, God's just speaking. We have to really look at the facts. You know, that Jeremiah Johnson talks about he was escorted in the White House. You know, I had the same encounter. I was escorted in the White House by actually President Obama. He carried me to the White House. It was a very nice encounter. When I walked in, the Lord showed me that President Donald Trump, this is October 2016, would be the next president. He showed me that President Trump was shocked And he's like, okay, we won this thing. It was a God shift that actually happened. He also showed me that God's people will be getting the White House back. But now it's time for the nation to be gotten back in the hands of God, in the hands of God's plan for this nation. And it's so powerful to be able to believe that. You hear us pray every program, at least the most of every program for years, we've been ending it. Dear God, end abortion. That's dealing with Moloch, the sacrifices of children of Moloch. Send revival. Send a third great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. So racism, radical feminism, not feminism, but radical feminism, and dealing with abortion, ending it. It's going to end. God has just got a choir now of prophets that are declaring and agreeing with, it's going to end. And we end innocent bloodshed, because innocent bloodshed has to be dealt with. It cries out. Even Abel's blood cries out to this day. You cannot kill an innocent person and that blood not cry out. It has to be dealt with. And what we want to do, we want to be able to repent. Well, this next word is about Donald Trump, and baby boomers are the key to this move of God. A baby boomer, by the way, I'll tell you who a baby boomer is just a moment. Maybe you might be a baby boomer there. But let's listen to Jeremiah Johnson talking about how Donald Trump is literally the key for this shift taking place. Is going to be the baby boomers. Check it out.
Said, I was invited into this divine dialogue about Donald Trump and the mystery of Abraham Lincoln. And as I studied the life of Abraham Lincoln and the founding fathers, I believe God revealed to me that he raised up Abraham Lincoln in a unique time in history. He was a flawed man, but what God used him to do was to issue an emancipation proclamation concerning the slaves. I believe that God has raised up Donald Trump to issue an emancipation proclamation concerning the millions of babies that have been aborted. And here's the key. Who holds the anointing? The Lord said to me, the future of America is in the hands of the baby boomers. Said, I want to prophesy.
What age are the baby boomers?
If you were born between 1946 and 1964, God began to show me this demographic of people has been anointed by the Lord, carrying a true heart. The Lord said to me, it will be the gray hairs and the white hairs that will determine the future of America. God has raised up Trump to confront and to issue an emancipation proclamation. So I believe that baby boomers for Trump are going to arise in this nation. They have a standard of morality. They understand the history of our country. And as a millennial, Sid, I'm just here as a son to say, go baby boomers, go.
Go baby boomers, go. It's time for us. Listen, there is no such thing as retirement in God. You know, being active, even though the society and the narrative and previous political leaders, you know, said that you're irrelevant, and they're literally talking about in Dr. Dobson's book, and Fatherless. I mean, you got to read that book. It was an amazing book, talking about how prophetic it was, how that people are going to begin to literally off their parents at an early age so they can take their inheritance. It's crazy, some things going on. But that can stop, and we're seeing that stop. But understand, if we abort our children when they're little, then we'll be aborted in our last days of our life. So we have to, like, honor life no matter where it's at. Well, baby boomers, you have so much to offer what's going on, not only just for the presidential election, but just for the wisdom, you know, to be able to speak into the other generations, because they have energy, they have enthusiasm, they have a call, they have an anointing, but what they need is wisdom. They need wisdom, the proper application of the knowledge. They get excited, they're like a maverick, and you want them to be strong, you want them to do great things, but the fact about it is it that you could die at an early age. You know, your business, your ministry, your political effort can be like this and then drop straight down. What you want is to make a long-lasting impact over your life. And so the wisdom, you have so much wisdom you can share from your successes, but also your failures. And I have my book, you know, that's I Will Fight 10 Strategies for Your Success. You can see it on your screen now. But listen, get that book. It talks about this coming wealth transfer, the harvest is coming in, how specifically some ways you can empower, you can help folks. You go to Amazon, or you can go get it all, go to our website at vfnkb.com for directions on how to get it, Kindle, book, whatever. But listen, prepare yourself, because you want to be prepared. You want to have wisdom nuggets, what to say. It's filled with 502 wisdom nuggets. I'm not trying to sell a book. I'm preparing for what God is about to do prophetically. Well, Jeremiah Johnson also prophesies about these impeachment trials. And when you're seeing what's coming against you know, Judge Kavanaugh, what came against, you know, these different Supreme Court justices, what's coming against authority, what's coming against the police officers in the streets where they're pouring water on police officers, shooting them in their car while they're eating their lunch, killing them, and it's just crazy. Jezebel, listen, the spirit of rebellion coming against the authority of God, the establishment of the land, that's what you're seeing take place in Congress when there's like there's no evidence. There's no evidence. It's a nothing burger. But yet they just lawlessly, it's a Jezebelic spirit. As a matter of fact, listen to Jeremiah Johnson.
You know, God began to speak to me on the day of inauguration where Nancy Pelosi was there, many of them dressed in white coats. And the Lord began to reveal to me this spirit of radical feminism. It is the spirit of Jezebel. I believe that there's been a Jezebelic attack on President Trump, but here's the thing. It will require the spirit and power of Elijah. There is a mantle of Elijah that's going to come upon the prophets, but upon a prophetic church. I just really sense right now, even as we're on the show and prophets are speaking, I just want to encourage those watching, you are prophetic too. You have authority in prayer. And this mantle of Elijah that will dethrone Jezebel is available to the entire church, and we are going to see Jezebel, that radical feminist spirit. I believe God said to me, hell is being not only broken off the White House, hell will be broken off of homes in 2020.
Hell will be broken off of homes in 2020. So many homes have been so attacked by this Jezebel spirit, where all of a sudden, you know, men don't feel like men, husbands don't feel like husbands, boys don't feel like boys anymore. That all of a sudden, things are just being flipped upside down. Well, that's a Jezebel thing trying to come in again to take you out of your role. You know, when you look at what God's doing through President Trump, the Lord showed me very specifically. He came and he visited me. He took me and I was with President Trump in this prophetic encounter. And President Trump is walking me into the marketplace. He reaches up and grabs a big fat journal, a blank journal, and he gives it to me. And the Lord says, I want you to write down everything this president does. You know, I was wondering why at the beginning, but then he showed me specifically that this president who gets in prior to President Trump getting in, that he would be a friend of the church. And here we are. We have President Trump. He's a friend of the church. And what is he doing? He's literally moving, just like Jeremiah Johnson's talking about, and we're seeing boldness with authority. He's not worried about what other people think. Accusations and lies and schemes and just you know, using the whole apparatus of law to come against him. And God protects him. He's not protecting himself. God's protecting him, which means this. If we operate with that kind of boldness and that kind of faith, not mean, not hateful, but moving in the direction that God wants us to move in, he will have angels around us to protect us. He's waiting for people to be able to stand up. And he said, write down everything you see him do. And he's actually, if you understand what faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you don't see. People look at Trump and these people that are prognosticators and just Baal prophets and all saying these things. They're saying what they see. He doesn't get all tied up in something that didn't work out. He begins to say, he still says, it's going to work. We'll just do this. We'll just do this. We'll just do this. And it's like, where is the church's voice? Where are we? What are we saying? And I'm saying, you know, 2020 is a breakthrough, that Jay-Z's coming down. The reason why the VFN TV studios and the VFN the hub's located in... The Gulf Coast, because we were going to be in Texas. God told me very specifically that the Jezebel spirit's going down. It's going to be defeated. God took me to its funeral. I watched it happen. And what happens when Jezebel goes down, the spirit of Jezebel, people start operating in their right mind. Now, right now, they're paranoid schizophrenics. They let enemy divide them. They can't unite worth anything. You know, marriage is not a unity. Family's not a unity. Pastors can't unify. There's all this stuff going on. But you know what? Once that spirit's gone, people are just like talking normal. They're in their right mind. And so I saw that. And that's what brought me to the God. I'm like, okay, I'll come, God, if that's what you're going to do. So it was very exciting. I'm in agreement with that. It's got to go. And we're seeing God deal with it through President Trump. And God's saying to me and to all of us, watch what he does with Trump. And we ourselves need to do that. Presidents are temporary. They'll be there for 8 years at the most. But we have to actually participate in the process. And one is to make sure that you get out and participate in the voting process. Listen, we're going to be right back after this break. Be sure to comment below. We love hearing your comments. See you after the break.
We'll be right back.
Can I ask you a question? Are you tired of working harder and harder and seeing less and less of the success that you always dreamed about having? Well, I believe my book, I Will Fight 10 Strategies for Your Success, with its 502 wisdom nuggets can help. I mean, it's time to stop settling for mediocre. No more wallowing in defeat. Let hopelessness go. It's time to see the upside of life and begin winning again. I want to share with you timeless strategies I gathered over a lifetime that are proven, practical, and implementable. They've worked for me, they've worked for others, and I believe they're going to work for you. I want to help as many people as possible achieve success, kingdom success. Claim your book. Don't wait a second longer and discover the breakthrough that's awaiting you.
Nobody, nobody, nobody even comes close to comparing to Jesus. He's the firstborn of every creature. He's the firstborn by his resurrection of those from the dead. Who shall declare his generation? He is one with us, but he's definitely beyond us. He's great in his nature. His nature is incomprehensible. He is incomparable. He is divine. He's unique. He's equal with God. He's one with the Father. He filleth all things, yet is not contained by all things. All things were made by him, of him, and through him, and to him are all things. He is before all things. By him does all things exist. He is God. He is man. He's as truly God as if he were not man, yet completely and perfectly man as if he were not God. He's a perfect man with no stain, no spot, no original sin, no actual sin. He was the perfect, blameless, sinless Son of God. He stands alone, ladies and gentlemen.
Our role and responsibility is to really set the tone and direction of society and culture. I tell people all the time that the movement that was led by my father was a spiritual movement. It wasn't a civil rights movement. It impacted civil rights, but it was a spiritual movement, and its assignment was to civil rights.
You believe in the cross of Christ?
I'm a pastor.
If you believe, then the question is, what are you going to do about it?
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Jeremiah Johnson also prophesied about God's plan for America to prosper us. As a matter of fact, take a look.
I believe God's heart is to prosper us, to give us peace. I just simply believe there has to be a plumb line. There has to be a standard of righteousness that the people might discern evil from good and good from evil. I had a dream, Sid, where Donald Trump was running something like a Boston Marathon, and he had fallen down before the finish. And the crowds, Boston, they were liberal, they were yelling, they were shouting. And as I watched, two older women, one on a cane and one on a walker, they made it through the crowds. And somehow, supernaturally, they picked up Donald and they helped him get to the finish line. And God is saying to me, the future of America, again, those women, they represent the praying church, but they're the baby boomers. This election is not in the bag. We've got to have the boomers arise and pray. There's going to be supernatural praying going on, but the future of America, I believe, is bright, but we have to get back to the place of prayer.
Think about this. Pray and then act. You look at the low percentages of Christians that actually self-professing Christians that actually show up at the elections to vote, you'd be surprised. It's like around 40-something percent of Christians who profess to be Christians. The rest don't vote. Just if the people who acknowledge God, who actually understand a biblical worldview, understand God's created the universe, that Jesus is his son, and these are the words that in scriptures that we live our life by, that voting under those principles will just flip this nation upside down on its head. It's been a miracle that all these judicial spots were open when Trump got in, because Barack Obama was saving them, I believe, for Hillary Clinton, because she was scheduled to be in after him. It was a two-part situation. The Lord showed that to me. I shared about it, you know, in regards to Rules for Radicals and how America was being organized. And they made an agreement, you know, this was showed prophetically, I don't know, this is the natural, with Barack Obama to be in for two terms, and then Hillary Clinton was going to be in for two terms, and America would be fundamentally transformed. So he had like 100 and something judges that he didn't put in. Why would he do that? He could have done that because I believe he was told to, that you don't do that because Hillary's going to do that. And this whole apparatus that's going on right now, this Jezebelic push, do you know who that is? Some of that's being led prophetically, the words are, by Hillary Clinton, George Soros, and others like that are literally pushing. If you look at the logo they had for Hillary Clinton when she was running for office, it literally looked like a bale, sacrifice of children, but it literally was a female's reproductive system, but it looked like the horns of a bull, and it was designed just like a bull's face, and she was talking about, you know, protecting, you know, a woman's uterus as her own property or whatever. But when I saw that, I'm like, oh my goodness, that's a Baal idol right there on the shirts. Well, we're battling about who we're going to be. And so you're looking at this. So the baby boomers, even though, yes, you got to vote, you got to participate, but it's much more than an election. It's about a harvest coming in. We need the baby boomers to say, listen, I will give my life for a few. I will actually be, God, give me a shepherd's heart. Give me a pastor's heart. Give me a heart to be able to be there for another generation, to be there with them, live your life like a shepherd with their sheep. You're just going to stay with them. You're going to pray with them. You're going to live your life with them. You're going to seek God. You know, you're going to get connected, get rightly related. So you have somebody speaking, shepherding you, shepherding a shepherd, and understanding, like, you know what? I can be here. The Lord says, he's rebuking, you know, false pastors, and he says, false shepherds, and he says, listen, I'll raise up for myself shepherds. And I've seen the shepherds. The Lord showed me in a vision, he showed me specifically that there's people out there, even not just baby boomers, but people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, that you're feeling that call on your heart to be able to say, you know, and think about it, what you see on your TV is not normal. I mean, most churches aren't 3,000, 4,000. The average size of a church is around 95 folks, something like that. And the truth is, that's that more of an apostolic move. It's not a pastoral move, because you can only have a pastor can only pastor so many folks. You know, and that's when you give in your life. A pastor is somebody who actually, you know, marries, and they're at the times of the birth, that they're every week celebrating the family, helping them through difficult times. You just live your life together. That's what a shepherd does that for the sheep, and a pastor does that for the flock. And so if God's laying that on your heart, listen, contact us. Contact us at vinefellowshipnetwork.org. God has just laid on my heart that he's going to prepare you. He's going to train you up and pour wisdom into you. He's got like pastors on ice. And it's in your heart. You don't feel, I mean, if you raised your hand, you'd probably raise your hand like this or maybe like this, but you weren't that confident about it. But listen, if just say yes to God, if you say yes to him, he'll prepare you. Now, the motive of a good shepherd is you lay down your life for the flock. A hireling, not an impure motive, is a hireling, somebody who just shows up for a salary package. You know, they get paid, and if something bad happens or they get a better offer, they'll just leave. Did you know what was said by a particular worship leader? If I told you his name right now, it's not coming to me out of Morningstar. Maybe y'all could tell me what it is. But Don Parter said that, you know, worship leaders in our church today, it was something like 80% or something, that is that high, that if they were offered a secular job to play music, to use their instruments to play the music, they would leave the church to go do that. Well, that's a hireling. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people that understand the value in family, the value in helping them survive as a family, to teach them the ways of God, to hook them up with the teachings of the Word of God, to teach them how to seek the Lord, to disciple them. Disciples make disciples. He said, go make disciples of the nations. And you really are excited about them doing well. You're excited about their success. You pray for them. God gives you dreams and speaks to you about them, and you tell them, affirming what's in their heart about God. So not only are baby boomers important for the decision for America, I mean, everybody is to get out to be able to vote, but specifically in regards to saying, God, I'm ready to be here for this next generation. I'm ready to be here for this next generation. I know you're thinking, maybe thinking like, they don't listen. They haven't listened. That's why I'm not talking to them right now. But God's going to change their heart. The harvest is going to look wild. Kent Christmas talks about it's going to have piercings and tattoos and just, hey, it's the harvest. If they love Jesus, we love them. We want to be able to help them out. But they're going to need somebody who's going to care about them. It's going to tell them practical things, to teach them about the things of God, to share with them the stories about Solomon, and share with them the stories about Joseph, and share with them the stories about Jesus and Joseph and just Isaiah and just these wonderful, they need to hear the stories of God. And if that's you, you know, go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org and just contact us, or go to your pastor. If you're connected to a church, go to them and say, listen, I believe the Lord's calling me to be a pastor, a shepherd over a few, not over some huge, you know, multi-billion dollar priority. And some people say a church plant is like $3.something million. Can you imagine if Jesus, you know, when the church went out to be able to, they got, you know, persecuted and had to leave Jerusalem, they're going all over the place. People say, you know, I know that we're out here in Antioch, but I could start a church, but we can't start a church because it's $3.5 million to start a church. That's just untrue. What you need is God. What you need is the Spirit of God. You need the fear of God, and you need the angels of God. That handles everything. That'll deal with Ananias and Sapphira, but also will help, you know, a Stephen that's actually, you know, being stoned and making through a process of being faithful to God. And just, I want to encourage you. God is looking for men and women who say yes to Him. We have to say no to ourselves, but God said this. He said, every Christian, every believer should pick up their cross, deny themselves, and follow Jesus. That's not, it's been taught, but that's what, by many, but that actually is what we're supposed to do. And then we're supposed to find value in having children, not abort our children, raise our children. The children value and honor their fathers and their mothers, that they have a long life. I mean, family is a thing of God. And church, think about it, God's a father, Jesus is our Lord, but He's also our elder brother, the first one born from the dead. We're family. We're brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers in the Lord. Listen, if that's you, contact us at vinefellowshipnetwork.org. Go to contact us. You can find out some details. Get in contact with your pastor. I want to be able to pray with you right now. Make sure you join us on our next program. We have so many more prophetic words we're going to lose. Father God, I pray a blessing over our audience. Lord, I pray encouragement. Baby boomers, arise. Function. Be confident again. I ask in Jesus' name, I decree it and I declare it. Pastors, come forth. In Jesus' name, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to the same. We'll see you in the VFNKB community.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch,
at vfnkb.com.
I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.